This episode brought to you by Correlation and BankJoy. On the show today, we have Senior Direct's very own Phil Dupree talking about keys that are crucial for a credit union's continued growth and success in indirect auto lending marketplace. Really good stuff here from Phil, so check it out. Speaking of indirect auto lending, we're talking about that today. Some keys to that are crucial for credit unions, their continued growth and success in this area. And I just want to start out here, Phil, is like, how significant is indirect auto lending for credit unions today?
You know, I mean, indirect lending has been a staple for credit unions for many years. And today it would fit into that category too. Probably on average, about a third of the loans made for credit unions today are in the auto space. So it is a big segment of business. And, you know, if we look at our platform, and we obviously have a lot of volume that comes through our platform, it's about 3/4 used and 25% new. And that makes sense because obviously the manufacturers, they have subvented pricing, they have 0%. And so credit unions really have focused on the used car market. And it's a very significant market today.
Oh, no doubt.
And we see obviously some volumes. One of the things that we watch is if you were to aggregate all of our credit unions that are on our platform. Mm-hmm. So this is just CU Direct customers. If you aggregated those, we would be the number one auto lender above anybody else, and it has been that way for almost 3 years. So
wow,
you can see the auto business is big.
It is really, really big. And so let's get back to the original topic here. Is like, can you share some keys for credit unions to continue their growth in this space? What are two or three keys that they can, or takeaways that they can use?
Sure. One of the things that our lenders tell us that what's really important is to have a good member experience. So mm-hmm. you've got to have good technology. Another area that we find that our most successful lenders focus on is you have to have a competitive program, right? You're in a marketplace and you need to have a competitive program for those dealers to pick you as a lender.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we're seeing a lot more energy around is, can you get to a better auto decision? All of our members today are looking for, right, they want to go buy the car and they don't want to be sitting around for hours and the dealer wants a decision.
Oh my gosh, completely.
And so what we're seeing is that for these loan originating systems like we have for L360, is how can you help get to a better auto decision? Again, that's not an approval, but get to a decision. That's another area, because the quicker you get to that decision, mm-hmm. the more business that you'll get.
Oh my gosh, yeah, and the better the experience will be, because we've heard, I mean, you know, the history has it that, sometimes buying a car is not such a pleasant experience, but man, if you guys can make that a pleasant experience or somehow flip that, you know, that would be fantastic. And it sounds like you guys are, and credit unions are as well, with the new processes and procedures and technologies that are out there.
Yeah, I was an executive for AutoNation for almost 17 years, and the average time that people spent kind of in the F&I area was almost 4 hours. That was the standard. And today, if you're not doing that in 30 minutes to an hour, you're really not competitive. So
yep.
the members clearly are all about, hey, I'll do what I need to do. Maybe do some ahead of time.
Sure.
And then when I get there, I just really want to pick the car up.
Exactly. I just want to buy a car. I don't need to sit for 4 hours and, you know, watch a TV that I don't want to watch. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing. So the significance of these keys, Phil, is obviously making credit unions that more competitive, a better member experience. Any other significance messages here for us?
I think those are probably some major keys there mm-hmm. to make sure that the credit unions focus on. And today, as you know, there's, you know, our credit unions have a lot of money to loan. So
oh, yeah, they
can be a little bit more assertive. Mm-hmm. And auto obviously is a bread and butter product for all of our credit unions.
Yeah. And the way the auto industry is right now, because you said at the top of the show that used cars are, like you said, the bread and butter right now. So it's the auto industry is a little kind of off kilter right now. So now is actually probably a good time to find a good deal out there and look to your credit union to help out.
Yes. And one of the things that you're seeing clearly is that there is pricing pressure on used cars today because of the limited inventory for new cars and the chip shortages. Mm-hmm. It really has put more focus on used cars.
Yep.
And really the demand is outpacing the inventory. And so we're seeing clearly dollar-wise, year over year, even from our platform, we're probably going to fund $60 billion this year.
Good.
That's a record for CU Direct.
Wow.
In 25 years. You know, we probably move $80 million a day back and forth across our ACH rails. So that's, you know, that technology to be able to get dealers paid quicker. Mm-hmm. They use our smart fund process. It really is valuable. And, you know, we're part of the Fed line. So, you know, that's a lot of money. And you're seeing year over year, 20 or 30% increases in used car values because of the demand on the inventory.
That's a lot of business. For sure. So let's switch gears just a little bit. So how is Origins' Cuddle Auto Lending Network helping credit unions originate these indirect loans? Can you share some details on that?
Sure. And again, this has been our core business for 25 years. Mm-hmm. That we not only have staff out in the field to work with dealers, but also to work with the lender. So that really is our job, is to make that connection and really help if there's any kind of challenges in between.
Mm-hmm.
Again, one of the things that we help our clients, I mentioned, is like our ACH rail. So, you know, today a dealer can put in a deal and it's actually scanned and digitized. So, and then the payments come through our ACH rails. And so what that value is that the dealers get paid a lot quicker. If you have to go back and forth and wait for a check, this system that we've built really helps the lender be more efficient, mm-hmm. but also helps the dealers get paid on a lot more timely basis.
And they and like really that.
Yeah, their contracts in transit is a key metric that they watch.
Now, from the credit union's perspective, how does it help a credit union's lending program grow? Because there's definitely some growth there too, right?
Sure. Obviously, the more competitive the program, the more that the dealers will pick that program. But they clearly want to support their members when they go to the dealer. So, you know, that is part of if they continue to do that, their portfolio will continue mm-hmm. to grow. It's really important, right? It's an ecosystem. So it's the lender being efficient and getting those responses, and it's the dealer sending that information over and then consummating the deal through our smart fund process. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, what an amazing program you guys have there. So where can folks find out more about what you guys do? Because it sounds like, you know, opportunity is knocking for a lot of folks out there.
It is. Our lending brand is Origins. So the best way to find out all of our lending tools would be go to origins.com.
Okay.
That is our main website for lenders. And so that's the best way to go see.
Fantastic. We'll put that link in the show notes so they can get right to it.
Anything correct.
Else here to wrap up, Phil? I know we're just kind of scratching the surface here, but I think it's going to draw a lot of interest. But anything else here to wrap up on this message?
I think, you know, we're also working on some, we have our outsource service. So one of the things that lenders have told us is we're having some difficulty finding staff. And so we have an operation out of Colorado. It's our outsource, business process outsource, that we connected with, CUDC, Credit yeah. Union Connect. And that's another area that's grown probably 30% year over year, where lenders are saying, hey, I like the indirect business, but I need a little bit of help. And so that's an area that you're going to see us focus on really? A lot in the future. One other area that I just want to call out that we're really proud of is that we're working with the credit bureaus for Origins Information Services. And what that is an aggregation of those services. And for a lot of our smaller to mid-sized clients, by aggregating that volume, we can really help them be more efficient and save them some money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another area that we're working on in 22 that I think will really help the industry and probably help some of the smaller credit unions.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll have you back on for that for sure, because that would be that's going to draw some curiosity for sure. So yeah, good stuff here. It's more like I should be asking you the opportune question is like, what are you guys not doing? Because I think the answer will be shorter on that one, because
sure,
you guys are all over the place.
I mean, we're really focused. we've made a recent pivot. So we're really focusing on our indirect business and our consumer platform. It's known as L360, but you know, we're expanding that. We're putting a digital platform on the front end, just like a point of sale, if you will. Mm-hmm. So for that member to interact through the application. So that really is going to be our big focus in 22.
All right. We'll be looking out for it for sure. Phil, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes to talk a little auto lending. It's always interesting because that's always, like you said in the beginning, it's a major part of a credit union's business. So thank you for educating us and keep up the good work. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You are.